Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Environmental regulators consider how Volkswagen was able to cheat for so long. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Volkswagen's supervisory board is meeting this morning to hear CEO Martin Winterkorn's account of how 11 million VWs and Audis with small diesel engines were rigged to cheat pollution tests. Winterkorn could lose his job. Customers are angry. They were sold the idea of, quote, clean diesel, angry that a recall could sap power from their engines, angry that their resale value is evaporating. There are also lessons here for regulators who trusted car companies not to cheat. Brett Smith is with the Center for Automotive Research in Ann Arbor.
There have been numerous emissions test issues over the last 3 or 4 years. There's going to be a lot of pressure for the EPA, for the U.S. government to change the way they test vehicles. That may mean real-world testing, on-road testing. That may mean the EPA has to up their capabilities and do much more testing themselves and not let companies self-certify. But clearly, there is going to be pressure to change the way things are done.
The EPA is now checking to make sure other car manufacturers are not cheating. BMW is among those saying its diesels are up to standard.
The companies have all done a very nice job of positioning diesel as clean diesel, as new technology, a very old technology done very new way. And it, for years, it struggled to get acceptance in some really important places. That really is going to be challenging to overcome now as we go forward with this. As the companies try now to say, ours is the cleaner diesel, or really, our diesels aren't like the VW diesels, ours are clean diesels, it's going to be a challenge.
Volkswagen's stock is up 8% this morning, but still down about 26% since the scandal broke. Germany's financial regulator is looking into some odd trading of VW stock before the scandal broke, and if that was not enough, whether the company failed to disclose the unfolding mess to investors in a timely manner. In early trading this morning, stocks were mixed. Now, one might expect sharper falls given new signs the world economy is slowing down. Jeffrey Cleveland is chief economist at Payden and Regal in Los Angeles. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
So this survey is for September. People who do the ordering at Chinese factories, how do you read the results here?
They look like the worst output results in about 6.5 years, David. So as Janet Yellen told us last week, the situation abroad bears close watching and does not look good. It continues a recent run of especially weak data.
Now, this comes at the same time that a research group in Europe, which tracks global trade, the entire planet Earth, all of the trade, and the finding is downbeat there as well.
It is, David. And here's the interesting thing. Not only for the month of July was global trade weak, for the last 3 or 4 months, global trade is growing at about 1% year over year. And that compares to closer to 6% during the previous few years and 6 or 7% during the 2000s, so before the global financial crisis caused a global trade slowdown.
You'd think this would frighten the daylights out of market participants, and, you know, prices are a bit down here this morning, but it's not a cataclysm. How do you explain that?
I have no idea, David, up and down on any given day. I will say this, though. Global trade tends to be a pretty good indicator of global growth activity and global stock markets. So perhaps that's one explanation, because this is data that's a little bit old at this point, a couple of months now. It explains some of the recent volatility in global financial markets.
The refreshing candor of the chief economist at Payden & Regal, Jeffrey Cleveland. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David.
We'll be right back. Pope Francis met with President Obama this morning at the White House. The Pope brings with him spiritual sustenance. He also brings with him to D.C. and later this week to Philly and New York traffic snarls. His visit generates economic activity, yet there are also costs for security. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson considers some early numbers.
80,000 ticket holders will pack Central Park to see the Pope's motorcade. Amtrak says it's ready to carry an additional 35,000 passengers. 6,000 NYPD officers will be on duty, which is just one piece of a much bigger security effort.
The U.S. government is standing up one of the largest security operations for an individual in U.S. history.
Jonathan Wackrow worked for the Secret Service for more than a decade. He now runs I-4 Strategies, a security consulting firm. Philadelphia alone estimates its expenses at more than $12 million, all paid for by World Meeting of Families, an organization that's hosting papal events.
This is all an estimate. It can go higher or lower. We're pretty conservative.
Everett Gillison is the Philadelphia mayor's chief of staff. He told WHYY that won't cover indirect costs, like people who can't work while the Pope is in town.
If you had a snow day and people couldn't go to work, people don't get compensated for that. So this is the same kind of situation. We're a big city. We do big things.
And the Pope is just a part of that. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.
As the Marketplace New York Bureau gets an overhaul, we've been coming to you from studios at Montclair State University in a New Jersey town where Yogi Berra, the Hall of Fame catcher, was also a local hero. Berra died yesterday at the age of 90. His wife once asked him if he wanted to be buried in his native St. Louis or here in Montclair. "I don't know," Berra replied. "Why don't you surprise me?" I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.